Assalamu alaikum and welcome to once again another episode of the Arabic with Sam podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a conversation between the Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. This is something that we find in Surah Taha from ayah 49 up to ayah 52. So it's only four ayahs that we'll go through today. But there's loads of really useful vocab, use of good verbs in there. And I think there's a good lesson in there as well. There's almost a da'wah lesson for us as well. So, what does Allah Azza wa Jal say from the 49th ayah of Surah Taha? He says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى قَالَ فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ لَا يَضِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. So, as I say, this is a conversation between Fir'aun and the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, where it begins, قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. He said, so this is Fir'aun actually speaking, he says, so who, فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا. The رَبْ, of course, is your Lord, your رَبُّ, كُمَا, the كُمَا is dual. Why would it be dual here? Well, it's because Musa alayhi salam has the company of his brother Harun alayhi salam as well. So Fir'aun is saying to the two of them, he says, so who is the Lord of you two? Ya Musa, O Musa. It's not that Musa is two people. It's that the context of this is that Musa is with his brother Harun. Okay, the next ayah is, so we have Qala. Quite often the translations of these will translate it as he responded. But the verb qala doesn't mean to respond, it just means to say. But because he's saying something after Fir'aun, sometimes they translate it in that manner. Qala, he said, Rabbuna, our Lord, our Rabb, is who? Alladhi a'ta kulla shay'in. Alladhi, the one who. A'ta, he gave. This is a past tense verb. He gave kulla shay'in. He gave everything. It is kulla because kulla is the object of a'ta. He gave every kulla shay'in thing. Kulla shay'in is an idafa structure there as well. When we teach idafas, we quite often teach it. That it sort of means the something of something. You know, the son of Mary, for example, or the servant of Allah, or the surah of Al-Fatiha. But when we learn about some of these words like ba'd, meaning some, or kull, it doesn't always fit, although we could say all of the things, all of things, kulla shay'in, literally, or ba'adu meaning some of things, ba'adu shay'in, yeah, or ba'adu al-ashya, some things. It kind of fits in, but sometimes with some of these words, it doesn't fit perfectly into what we expect from an idafa. Anyway, so where are we? So he said, Rabbuna, our Lord, is the one who gave everything, khalqahu, its creation. Khalqahu, so the hu is referring to the kulla, I guess. Kulla shay'in, its creation. Thumma hada, thumma, and then hada, and then guided. Qala, so this is Fir'aun and his response to that, to who Musa saying, our Lord is the one who gave everything. Its creation, and then guided. قَالَ فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. He said, فَمَا, so who, or so what rather, مَا meaning what, بَالُ الْقُرُونِ. بَال, it's almost synonymous with حَال, not 100%, but here it sort of means what is their situation. What is the situation of الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى? الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى, literally, the word qarn can mean a century or a generation. In this case, it means a generation. Fir'aun is asking Musa, alayhi salam, what about the earlier generations? Literally, al-ula means the first, but this expression, al-qurun al-ula, is like the previous generations. And this is a question that we often face in the da'wah. Not that I'm like actively involved in the da'wah. I live in a country that's 100% Muslim, but, or 99.999% Muslim. But when you try to discuss Islam quite often with non-Muslims, or if you're in the space of debating or whatever, you quite often hear, well, what about all the millions of people who came before? You know, came before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's exactly like that. That's a question which was important as well to Bani Israel, who were present at this moment as well. You know, even today, the Jewish people, not that there's complete overlap between Bnei Yisrael Eilun and who the Jews are today, but what was the situation of the previous generations is an important question to them, and that is for modern humans as well. Like, I know in lots of countries there are like maybe like cultural and national icons who were not Muslims, perhaps, or like Islam came to their country, and there were people who they revered in their past who were not Muslims. And you would ask this question, well, what about them? We knew they were good people. We know that perhaps if they were alive, they would have embraced Islam. So that's this sort of question. So what is Musa's response? He says, so qala, ilmuha, knowledge of them, ilmuha. So ilm is the knowledge. Ha, referring to al-qurun. We use ha in the feminine singular because al-qurun is a non-human plural. Very nice. We treat it as feminine singular grammatically. قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي. It's their knowledge is with my Lord. قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَاب. In a kitab. Okay, what is a kitab, really? A kitab, when we use it in like modern Arabic, we do mean a book. You know, a kitab is a book. It translates almost entirely directly. But I mean, during like the time of the Qur'an being sent down, books aren't really widespread anyway. And Allah actually uses other terms in the Qur'an to refer to a specifically, like a printed book. The word qirtas is used like a parchment. That's used in the Qur'an, qirtas, to refer to like a physical, like manuscript, like a physical mushaf type thing. And we might say mushaf today if we're specifically referring to something printed. Kitab doesn't necessarily have to be. Something printed that we can hold in our hands. I mean, even at the time of when the Qur'an was sent down, it's referred to as a kitab, even though, you know, it's not a kitab as a mushaf in the same sense that we have today. Good, so let's translate kitab here as a record, rather than as a book, because I don't want to confuse it with, you know, the historians looking for a book, you know, that has a record of what's going to happen to the Qur'an al-Ula. Very nice. So, قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَاب. In a record. لَا يَضِلُّ رَبِّي. My Lord, my Rabb. لَا يَضِلُّ. يَضِلُّ means to stray. ضَلَّ. يَضِلُّ. It means to stray. Not to be confused with يُضِلُّ. يُضِلُّ with a U at the beginning is the form 4 verb, meaning to make someone else go astray. ضَلَّ means to stray. So Musa alayhi salam is saying, my Lord does not stray. Okay? But you may have heard yudillu is like a causal version of that. It's like cause somebody else to go astray. This kind of shape of a verb, actually, I'd like to bring your attention back to a previous lesson when we talked about the verb ahabba yuhibbu. It's exactly the same structure as this. It would be adalla yudillu ahabba yuhibbu. Ahabba yuhibbu, of course, meaning to love. But la yadillu, this is the form 1. This is dhalla yadillu. He does not, my Lord does not stray. Wa la yansa, and he does not yansa. Ma ma'ana yansa? What does yansa mean? It means to forget. Yansa, from the verb nasiya, yansa. Nasiya, he forgot. Yansa, he forgets. That's everything for this video. Thank you so much for listening or for watching, those of you guys on YouTube. If you'd like to support the podcast or become part of a community behind the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/Arabic with Sam. Assalamu alaikum, and may Allah bless you guys with beautiful Arabic.